Evergreen's inbound to Molly Tice. Tice is guarded by Raven Heckensdorf, picks up her dribble, looks for Taylor Hodel down low, stolen away. This is a bad pass. Jasmine Sam gets the ball. Sam's right into the front court. Sam just has a faster motor than everyone else. Here's a long two, a miss from Katie Seiler, but an offensive rebound in the corner. Erin Bardonner fished it out of there. Comes back over to Raven Heckensdorf, and now to Jasmine Sams up high. Sams is guarded by Haley Kroll. What a tough defensive assignment. And the Evergreens have done a better job controlling Jasmine in the second quarter than they did in the first. There's a bounce pass down low, blocked by Taylor Hodel. Freshman Sarah Snowenboss. Snowenboss is going to realize she's got to jump there, got to use more of her vertical. And now I've got a whistle and a carry on Molly Tice. It's turned back over. Just when something good happens, Taylor Hodel with a swat away along the baseline. Evergreens turn it back. Molly Tice dribbled up high and was called for the carry. So Walsall West gets the ball back. Neither side has scored. We're 45 seconds into the third quarter. Jasmine Sams also with a high dribble and again pushes off with that elbow. That drives me crazy. Goes over to Kira Kolbeck. Kolbeck now swings to the corner for Heckensdorf. Thought about the three double teams to Snowenboss, who drives to the lane. That's Katie Seiler, who's going to be fouled. Seiler got the extra pass down low, and they're going to say that she was attempting an underhanded scoop shot. She's going to get herself to the free throw line. And Taylor Hodel has just been called for her first foul. For the Evergreens, let's check fouls from the first half. Haley Kroll has two, and then single fouls on Caitlin Small, Mackenzie Matthews, Michaela Poggle, and Taylor Hodel. The first free throw is a miss. Only three fouls called against Walsall West in that first half. Single fouls on Anna Brown, Erin Bardonner, and Sarah Snowenboss. So here is the second free throw, and that's a miss too. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound. Katie Seiler missed them both. One of the storylines here, Walsall West is cold from the charity stripe. They are 2 of 6 now in the game. Evergreens have the ball and an 8-point lead. Michaela Poggle has it. Poggle now looking to Haley Kroll, flashing through now into the corner. Mackenzie Matthews, three ball in the air, and she hit. Mackenzie Matthews from three. That's the fourth three-pointer in this game. And it gives the Evergreens an 11-point lead, their biggest of the lead. Trying to answer on the other end is Raven Heckensdorf. Her three is a miss, hit off the side of the backboard. Loose ball comes out to the Evergreens. Michaela Poggle takes it away. Now to the front court is Matthews. Matthews goes to Poggle now, swings cross court. Haley Kroll was open for a three-point shot, but it was a bad pass, so she had to gather her feet. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Evergreens now by 11, off a screen. Matthews also had a three and decided to pass it up. Jasmine Sams bumped her up high, no call. Jasmine Sams, such a good player, but she gets every benefit of the doubt from our officials. And we've seen that consistently. Molly Tice drove into the corner, goes over to Michaela Poggle, now to Taylor Hodel down low. Taylor Hodel is fouled as she received that pass. Snowenboss is going to be called for her second. Snowenboss is a freshman. Well, she's not as tall as Taylor Hodel, but Snowenboss is a broad-shouldered kid, so she can match up with Taylor Hodel well defensively. But just one player is so much more experienced than the other, and Snowenboss is a freshman, and I think just kind of lacks the experience to play at this level. Pass into the corner, looking for Michaela Poggle, goes through her hands and out of bounds. Turn back over to Walsall West. You know, if the Evergreens could rein in some of these turnovers, they could have an even bigger lead. And that's going to be a factor if Walsall West winds up making a run. The Evergreens are going to wonder, why are they not up by 15 or 16? Pass goes down low here to Anna Brown. Brown loses the ball. It's tied up, and it's going to go on alternating possession to West. Michaela Poggle got in there down low along with Anna Brown. And West will get the ball to inbound underneath their own basket. Kira Kolbeck will trigger it in. Kolbeck right to Heckensdorf. A three ball off the inbounds pass. No good off the back bracket. Jasmine Sams, offensive rebound. Spins over Taylor Hodel. A miss. Taylor Hodel made her change her shot. Offensive rebound for Anna Brown, and Brown is fouled on a putback attempt. Well, Taylor Hodel's defense certainly impacted Jasmine Sams' shot there. But it was Anna Brown who was fouled on a putback attempt. She is going to go to the free throw line. Mackenzie Matthews will be called for the foul. Anna Brown, who has no points so far. Brown's played a little bit more than we expected. Out sick for almost half the season. Hits her first free throw. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Evergreen Sports. Brown looks like a good free throw shooter. She got them both. 34-25. And now Wausau West sets up full court pressure in the backcourt. Haley Kroll picked up her dribble. A little bit of trouble here. Goes over to Molly Tyson. The Evergreens will take a timeout to save possession. That's a smart timeout there. Yeah, Coach Matt Bullis was figuring out that his team was going to have trouble getting the ball across the 10-second line and decided he would take the timeout to save possession. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For more than 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. The winner of this game will play again tomorrow night, either at Chippewa Falls, or the winner of this game would host Eau Claire North. Chippewa Falls is likely to win that game, which means it is likely that the winner of this game will be traveling tomorrow. If it tomorrow here on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens inbound off the inbound pass, and it's stolen, and we're going to have a loose ball foul here against Molly Tice. Tice lost the ball while she was pinned along the near sideline and then reached in and committed the foul. It is Molly Tice's first, and it's the team's third, and the ball is turned over to Wausau West. Evergreens lead by nine. It's in Jasmine Sam's hand again. She lowers that shoulder, and that time it's stolen, and they're going to call a reach-in foul against Haley Kroll. Haley Kroll is going to get called for her third. Coach Matt Bullis sticks his hands in his pocket. He can't believe it. You saw Jasmine push off again, which she does on almost every drive, and then there's a clean steal from Haley Kroll. At least it looked pretty clean, and Haley gets called for her third. And Hannah Tipple checks in, and Haley Kroll, who has 10 points, checks out. And Wausau West has the ball. Jesse Wyskowski will inbound into Jasmine Sam's hand. Well, the Evergreens should just realize that that push-off or that lowered shoulder when she starts her drive is just not going to get called in this game. Katie Seiler. Seiler tries to make an extra pass down low. Tipped out of bounds. Stays with Wausau West. That grazed off one of the Evergreen defenders. West will inbound underneath their own basket. 4:44 to play third quarter. Looking to inbound here is Kara Kolbeck, having trouble getting it in. Kolbeck gets it back along the baseline. Long three-pointer from the corner, no good. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound, and Taylor is fouled. I believe that was Anna Brown reaching in. Nope, Katie Seiler gets called for it. Her first, team second. Didn't quite give up after Taylor Hodell had that defensive rebound. And the three ball was a bad miss. It was from the corner, and it grazed the side of the backboard. Didn't even make it to the rim. Wausau West sets up full court defensive pressure. Evergreens try and break it on the dribble. Had her pocket pick. Molly Tice, too much dribbling. Driving to the basket. Missing the layup is Kara Kolbeck. Again, Wausau West leaves points on the board, on the floor rather. And Michaela Poggle gets the rebound. Bounce down low to Taylor Hodell, double team. Taylor Hodell goes back out to Molly Tice, driving, wild shot, too strong. Offensive rebound, miss underneath Michaela Poggle, and Jasmine Sams comes away with the ball for the Warriors. Jasmine driving coast to coast, hangs, too strong. Jasmine Sams is out of control there. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound, and she's fouled on a loose ball foul. Well, that's twice now. Wausau West has not backed off once Taylor Hodell has clearly secured the ball. It's been physical underneath now. And Kara Kolbeck is called for the foul. It's almost as if Wausau West intentionally is playing a very physical game against Taylor Hodell. She has only 2 points. Taylor Hodell still getting her boards, though. And Taylor Hodell gets the inbounds pass with that height advantage against full court defensive pressure from the Warriors. In the backcourt, Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews picked up her dribble. Now drives in against Molly Tice. Now gets to the front court. Guarded very closely here is Molly Tice. Lauren Conley is right on her, practically in her jersey, and now a 5-second violation. It's turned over. Molly Tice did not break the timeline, and it goes back over to Wausau West. You know, the Evergreens have only 3 points in this third quarter. That's only one, the three-point basket from Mackenzie Matthews. So that's one shot made from the floor in 4 minutes and 15 seconds of play. But Wausau West has not scored from the floor either. Their only points since halftime are from There's a three-pointer, a miss. Jasmine Sam's rebound missed, too. There's a lid on it for both ends. And Taylor Hodel gets the rebound again and has to fight for it. Evergreens go all the way ahead. Down low, basket, no. They're really waving off a basket for Mackenzie Matthews, who is ahead of everyone, and they're waving it off for a travel. And Coach Matt Bullis is hot. Mackenzie Matthews was ahead of the play on the rebound, had a breakaway basket, and it's waved off on a travel. Goes back to Walsall West. Walsall West now with a three from the corner. Jesse Wyskowski misses everything. Rebound and a putback for Lauren Conley. Well, now West has outscored the Warriors 4-3 as both teams have been ice cold since halftime. Hannah Tipple comes back in. All right, the team that settles down at this point and can get back into their offensive flow is going to have an advantage. Under 3 minutes now to play third quarter. Evergreen still lead 34-27. Taylor Hodel up high to Hannah Tipple. Down low in traffic, Michaela Poggle double team goes back out. Molly Tice was open, and Molly Tice traveled again, turned over. All right, so the turnovers are coming in bunches for the Evergreens. Maybe a good time for another timeout from Coach Bullis. Well, West is going to make some substitutions here, so that will settle things down for a moment. Everyone can catch their breath. Coach is not going to take his timeout, goes back to Walsall West. Well, if West scores here, it becomes much more interesting. Evergreens lead by 7, but the Warriors have the ball. Jasmine Sams looks to drive, pull up 10-footer, hangs and scores. Jasmine Sams has just cut it to a 5-point game. 34-29, and momentum is with Walsall West. The Evergreens have not scored in the last 4.5 minutes. Hannah Tipple's got it in the front court, goes over to Molly Tice. Tice to Taylor Hodel down low. Bump, fights through, scores, and she's fouled! Taylor Hodel with a chance to get a 3-point play here. Taylor Hodel's first points from the floor, and they came at a great time for the Evergreens. Foul there is on Erin Bardonner. That is her second, fourth on the team, and Taylor Hodel already 2-for-2 from the free throw line. Gets a chance to complete this 3-point play, and she hits. Big sequence there. Jasmine Sams cut it to 5, and Taylor Hodel gets the old-fashioned 3 on the other end to bring it back to 8. Now a 3-ball from the other end. It's a miss from Kira Kolbeck. Rebound for the Evergreens, Michaela Poggle. A one-and-done trip for Walsall West. Under 2 minutes to play. Evergreens trying to reestablish that lead. Hannah Tipple is fouled as she comes into the front court. Defense a little too close there. Raven Heckensdorf. It's going to be the 15th foul against Walsall West. Get the feeling, too, that free throws down the stretch are going to be key here. Both teams did not see a lot of fouls called on them in the first half, and fouls have been piling up here in the second. Caitlin Schmall comes back into the game for the Evergreens, and Mackenzie Matthews comes out. Michaela Poggle has the ball in the inbounds pass. Goes over to Molly Tice. Tice just had her pocket pick stolen by Raven Heckensdorf, and Heckensdorf now guarding the backcourt. Molly Tice tries to steal it back. Heckensdorf pushed off, and that should be a foul. And I think they're going to call the foul the other way. The push-off foul is just not being called either way. Foul is going to be on Molly Tice. And I will tell you that Kira Kolbeck kind of shoved the defender out of the way here. You know what? The officials are being consistent. No one's being called for pushing off when they have the basketball. Problem is, that's one of Jasmine Sam's favorite little gives. The ball is with the Warriors, 1:38 to play, and there's Jasmine Sam's again with the lowered shoulder. 3-ball from the corner for Kolbeck. She misses again. Taylor Hodel with the rebound for the Evergreens. Walsall West has only 1 3-point shot in the ballgame. They've been cold from behind the arc. Hannah Tipple guarded closely, picks up her dribble. Gives it over to Caitlin Schmall. 1:19 to play in the quarter. It's 37-29 Evergreens, and they have the ball. Hannah Tipple off a screen. There's a 3-ball straight on for Mackenzie Matthews. She missed. Front rim. Rebound to Walsall West. Kira Kolbeck. Now over to Jasmine Sams. Under a minute to play in the quarter. Sams drives on Tipple. Clear out along the baseline. Taylor Hodel made her pull up and made her change her shot. Rebound underneath, and there's going to be a foul. Anna Brown got the rebound. I think is going to get herself to the free throw line here on a putback attempt. Yep, it's going to be Anna Brown with 2 free throws. And Caitlin Schmall has picked up her second. 6th team foul against the Evergreens. First of two free throws for Anna Brown. She makes it. Brown's 3-for-3 from the free throw line. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Here's Anna Brown's second free throw, and she missed that one, left it short, but gets her own rebound. It's tied up. Jump ball goes to the Evergreens on alternating possession. So she's 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Sarah Snowenboss comes back in for Wausau West. The Evergreens will have the ball with a 7-point lead, 37-30. Evergreens led by 8 at halftime and lead by 7 now. Hannah Tipples got it in the backcourt. She is guarded closely here by Raven Heckensdorf. Gets into the front court. Now goes into the corner. Three ball from the baseline. And the shot no good for Mackenzie Matthews. Taylor Hodell tied up. Rebound there. Ball came loose after a moment. And this time, on a tied up ball, it goes to Wausau West with 39 seconds left. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Glenray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. Call Glenray Radiators. Jasmine Sams brings the ball to the front court, dribbled off her foot, and recovers. 30 seconds left in the quarter. Now a pull-up, hanging off the backboard and scores. That has no business going in. Jasmine Sams again shot on her way down, hit it off the backboard and scored. It's back down to a 5-point lead. Evergreens with 15 seconds. Here's Hannah Tipple, double-team. Goes over to Mackenzie Matthews, down low to Taylor Hodell. 10 seconds. Spins in the lane. Taylor Hodell scores. Taylor Hodell hit the front rim and had it go in. Shooter's touch to Taylor Hodell with 3 seconds left. That's where the quarter will end. On Taylor Hodell's late basket in the third quarter, the Evergreens are back up a 7-point lead, 39-32. Someone's season comes to an end one quarter from now. Back for the fourth quarter and what should be an exciting finish when we come back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston. Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We are Buckhorn!
The fourth quarter is about to get underway. I'm Chris Conley at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, and the Evergreens have the ball. And 8 minutes away from advancing, inbound pass almost knocked away. Mackenzie Matthews gets it. So far, it's been a game of missed opportunities. The Evergreens went 4.5 minutes without scoring in the third quarter. But were only outscored for the period 9-8 by Wausau West. This pass gets knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with D.C. Everest. For a lot of Wausau West fans and a lot of Evergreens fans here, too, it's going to get loud in the fourth quarter. Mackenzie Matthews will inbound for D.C. Everest. Evergreens go over to Haley Kroll. Kroll was hot from behind the three-point line in the first half and has not scored in the second. Taylor Hodell down low. She traveled. Yeah, I could see that one from up here. That's the right call. Taylor Hodell has 7, and it was Taylor Hodell who got the ball down low and traveled. Goes back over to Wausau West into Jasmine Sam's hands. Warriors had a couple of chances to get it down to 4 and have it. Now here's a three ball. This would cut it to 4. It's a miss from Heckensdorf. Evergreens get the rebound. Mackenzie Matthews. Heckensdorf has missed her last 3 from behind the arc. Mackenzie Matthews brings it up into the backcourt and now crosses the timeline. To Kroll in the corner and now to Mackenzie Matthews again. To Taylor Hodell down low. Splits defenders and Taylor Hodell is fouled. This will be a non-shooting foul. It is going to be the 6th on Wausau West, which means both teams will be in the bonus for the rest of the game. Katie Seiler called for her second foul. You know what? Seiler's been kind of the missing person in this game. Seiler had 16 the last time these teams played. She has 2 so far tonight. Evergreens inbound under their own basket. Easy inbound pass to Caitlin Small. Small wasn't accounted for on that inbound pass. It's an easy basket. 41-32. How could you lose track of her? Heckensdorf into the front court. Now a long two from the baseline for Anna Brown. No good. Evergreen's got the rebound. Molly Tice clears the board. Tice goes front court. Oh, Tice had Small underneath all alone. Didn't see her and turns the ball over on a bad pass going back to the point. Taken away by Jesse Wyckowski. Wyckowski with a bad pass. Looking for Jasmine Sams on the baseline. Turned it over. And the Walsall West bench wants a timeout. Seeing some missed opportunities slip away there. We'll take a 30-second break as well. 6:46 to play in the game. Evergreen's 41, West 32. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
The Everest girls were up by 7 at the start of the fourth quarter. And they now lead by 9, 41-32, off Caitlin Schmall's basket from an unaccounted-for inbounds pass. We'll take it. Walsall West has possession after the timeout. Evergreen's basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. The winner to play the winner of the Chippewa Falls-Eau Claire North game, that's most likely in Chippewa Falls tomorrow night, if the Evergreens advance. Will it be on Fox Sports Radio? You betcha. Correction on my part. Off the timeout, the Evergreens have the ball. Off the bad Walsall West pass. The Evergreens, with a basket here, could extend this lead back up to 11 points. That's their biggest lead of the game. Up by 9 now. Haley Kroll's got the ball. Kroll goes over to Mackenzie Matthews. Boy, a hit from three-point land here would be a backbreaker. Here's a drive, and we've got a foul against Walsall West. This is a reach-in. This is going to be a 1-1. I think we're going to send Molly Tice to the free throw line. Yep. Foul is on Jasmine Sams, only her first. But now Molly Tice has to hit the front end of the 1-1. Molly's got 6, but these will be her first free throws. And of course, the front end of the 1-1 is huge, and she makes it. Senior at the line. Evergreen's basketball brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill online at bonejoint.net. Missed the second. Long rebound comes out to Walsall West. And ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by an Evergreen defender. West will keep it. Well, the one make puts the Evergreens back up by 10. It's 42-32, and Jasmine Sams has the ball. Sams is only 4 points in the second half. Now goes over to the baseline, Anna Brown. Brown posting up down low. Seiler with a wild shot, a miss. Right in her face was Michaela Poggle, and Poggle got the rebound. Poggle, good defense and a good board. Evergreens have it now into the front court. All right, trying to build their biggest lead of the game. Driving here is Schmall. Goes down low, and a miss from close range for Poggle. Getting the rebound is Caitlin Schmall and putting it back in. Caitlin Schmall navigated through traffic. She's got 4 in the quarter, and it's 44-32. 12 points is indeed the biggest Evergreens lead. Driving in is Kira Kolbeck. Kolbeck spins in the lane and scores. That was a big answer for Walsall West. They could not afford to fall further behind. Back to 10, and the Evergreens have it. Here's Haley Kroll. Kroll, about 10 feet away, pulls up, goes back out. Mackenzie Matthews had the three, decided not to take it. Taylor Hodell is on the bench here. Here's a spinning backwards falling shot from Poggle. Could not follow her own miss. And Walsall West gets the rebound. That ball was cleared by Jesse Wyckowski. Long three from Jasmine Sams. That's a miss. Rebound comes to Michaela Poggle. Evergreens 2-on-1 coming back the other way to Haley Kroll. Michaela Poggle to Haley Kroll. Kroll's got 10. Evergreens back by 12. Jasmine Sams comes right back the other way. Comes back over to Wyckowski. Long three and a miss. Yeah, Walsall West cold from behind the arc, and the Evergreens get the rebound here. Coming into the front court now is Michaela Poggle. Bounce pass down low to Small. Small set blocked. Blocked along the baseline, out of bounds off Walsall West. Small was a little too slow in putting it up. It was blocked by Aaron Bardonner. Ball will stay with the Evergreens. The Evergreens lead by 12, 46-34. And there's 4:54 to play in the game. Walsall West has to pressure everything defensively. Evergreens inbound and off a 10-footer to Michaela Poggle. She scores. Poggle released right off the inbound pass. It's a 14-point lead. Jasmine Sams comes back the other way. Walsall West, got to know, the hour is getting deep. Shot here, blocked. No, they're going to call a foul. Looked like it was blocked clean up high. Referee disagrees. All right, Colbeck's going to get herself to the free throw line to shoot two. And Haley Kroll is called for the foul. It is her fourth. Both of these teams are good free throw shooting teams. That'll be a factor as we get into the later parts of the fourth quarter. Kara Colbeck's free throw is good. Yeah, the Evergreens are sitting on their biggest lead. You just don't like letting your opponent score with the clock stopped. That's what's happening here. First make cuts it to 13. This one can cut it to 12, and she gets them both. 48-36. Evergreens trying to end Walsall West season. Had a tipple. Tipple is bumped into, goes out of bounds. The ball will stay with D.C. Everest. Trying to draw a charge there was Lauren Conley. Instead, the referees decided no call on pretty good contact there between Hannah Tipple and Lauren Conley. The ball went out of bounds off Conley. So the Evergreens keep it. It's inbounded to Molly Tice. Molly Tice dribbles it off her foot, is able to recover it. Molly Tice double-teamed. She's in traffic, bounces over to Mackenzie Matthews to save possession. Down low to Taylor Hodel. Hodel misses, but she is fouled. And Taylor Hodel is limping. Again, I've speculated a lot about what that left knee is all about, and Taylor Hodel took a pretty hard foul there and didn't come up cleanly, and she's favoring that right knee. She's going to get two free throws here. The foul is on Sarah Snowenboss. It's her fourth. Taylor Hodel was in the act of shooting. She'll get two free throws. She makes the first. Taylor Hodel was held to just 2 points the first. She has eight now, and she's got one more free throw coming. And Taylor Hodel, Taylor Hodel, she was not a good free throw shooter a year ago, and she's among the best in the league this year, and she gets both of her free throws. She's 5-for-5 from the free throw line. 50-36, back to a 14-point edge for the Evergreens. Jasmine Sams, they set a screen for her. She drives, splits defenders, and she's fouled. Now, this is something else the Evergreens are going to have to guard against. Jasmine Sams will make a living in the fourth quarter here, splitting the double team, and so what? She'll go to the free throw line. Jasmine Sams is also a very good free throw shooter. And Mackenzie Matthews has just been called for her third foul. And Jasmine Sams is going to get two free throws. See if she hits them or not. Jasmine Sams takes her sweet old time and makes the first. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And Jasmine Sams again, deep breath, balls in the air, back rimmed it, and Taylor Hodel gets the rebound. 50-37. And the Evergreens with possession. And more importantly, a 13-point edge, splitting defenders her own. Molly Tice, extra pass to Taylor Hodel. Molly Tice with the assist. Drew the defenders and then found Taylor Hodel open down low. Taylor Hodel quiet in the first half, active in the second half. 15-point lead. Jasmine Sam forced a three, no good. Taylor Hodel rebound, and she's fouled. And Taylor Hodel again limping like a wounded warrior will hobble up to the free throw line at the other end of the court. And Taylor Hodell's going to get a 1-1 on the other end. And Walsall West is going to call a timeout again. This is going to be a full timeout. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call 715-842-5688 or visit them online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. The foul was on Raven Heckensdorf. It's her second. And that being the ninth team foul, it will still be a 1-1. Evergreens will be in a double bonus for the remaining 3:54 in the ballgame. I'm Chris Conley, and we're at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. The Evergreens, unlike the two regular season meetings, did not fall behind in the early stages of this game. It was the Evergreens who came out on top early, and they've methodically built this lead. Evergreens led by 8 at halftime. Walsall West got the lead down to 5 twice in the third quarter, but couldn't get any closer. The Evergreens have pumped it up to as many as 14. And the Evergreens, as truth be known, look, the Evergreens are the conference champions. They were 11-1 in league play, and Walsall West was not. They're 7-5. Now, this is a great rivalry, but this year the Evergreens were a better team, and they have played like it more so than in the earlier two meetings. All right, front end of the 1-1 for Taylor Hodell after the timeout. Got the ball in hand for her first free throw. It's good. And Taylor Hodell gets one more. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Easy Living Management. Longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And from the reaction of the Evergreens fans, you know that you made them both. It's 54-37, and time's getting short for Walsall West. Maybe they regret the decision they made at the seeding meeting. They picked up against this Walsall West team. Walsall West picked DC Everest as their opponent here by voting the Evergreens as a 3 seed instead of a 2. We've got a loose ball foul here against the Evergreens. It's going to be a 1-1. Molly Tice just been called for her third. And we're going to have a 1-1 here for Katie Seiler. Seiler hits the front end. She'll get one more. Seiler is only 1-for-2 from the free throw line, but she's earned a second. Again, you know, Walsall West gets a chance to score points. Evergreens would like to see the clock running here, and Seiler gets both of her free throws. So it's 54-39. Evergreens by 15. Inbounds pass goes to Michaela Poggle. Poggle's got her dribble, guarded very closely up high by Anna Brown. Bounce pass looking for Taylor Hodell goes out of bounds. Last touch by a West defender. It'll stay with DC Everest. 3.5 minutes to play. I mean, if West is going to make a run, they've got to do it now. Instead, the Evergreens have been just adding to this lead. Point here, point here. Long inbounds pass to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews looks to drive in traffic. Blocked from behind by Jasmine Sams. West has numbers 3-on-2. Sams keeps it himself. That should be a charge. And it is. Jasmine Sams out of control. She was going straight to the basket. It was a 3-on-2. She had other teammates on either side. And instead, she plowed right into Molly Tice, who took the charge. Molly Tice held her ground. And you know what? Everyone in the building knew that Jasmine Sams was going to the basket there. Jasmine Sams has called for her second foul. It goes over to the Evergreens. Jasmine's a great player, a prolific scorer. She needed to be a little less selfish there. Evergreens get the ball back. Goes over to Haley Kroll. Kroll pressured in the backcourt, switches dribble, gets into the front court. Haley Kroll picks up her dribble, now goes to the corner, bad pass, stolen away by Anna Brown. Brown has it stolen right back, loose on the floor, jump ball to Walsall West. Again, the Warriors, once they got that steal, needed to pull that ball out and be more careful. 3:12 left in the ballgame. Evergreen still up by 15, although they've just turned the ball over. Jesse Wykowski will come in, and Anna Brown will come out. Anna Brown's only points from the free throw line. Again, she was ill for a long time during this season and did not play the last time these teams met. To Jasmine Sams, hands now to Kira Kolbeck. Kolbeck looking for the cutter goes to Jesse Wykowski, a cut off in the corner. Now cross court, down low, low blocks to Katie Seiler. Seiler's blocked. Taylor Hodell altered that shot and then got the rebound. And the Evergreens, I think they're going to take a timeout here. Yes, they will. Evergreens, with a 15-point lead and the ball, take a timeout. We will take one, too. 2:54 left in the ball game. Evergreens 54, West 39. This seems more and more like it's going to happen. Back in half a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Buckmore!
We are back at the D.C. Embers Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Glad to be your radio companion for this Friday night of girls high school basketball. Our game situation, 2:54 left in the ballgame. Evergreens have the ball and a 54-39 lead. They inbound off the timeout, and Jasmine Sams bodies up right away on Michaela Poggle and fouls her. And I think Walsall West is making the decision now that they may be putting D.C. Everest on the line and make them earn this at the free throw line. Jasmine Sams committed her third. You know what? Michaela Poggle didn't like how she was bumped hard there. This is a double bonus, so Michaela Poggle will shoot a pair. And Michaela Poggle, not the best free throw shooter on the team, she gets her first. Glad that Michaela made me eat my words there. The Evergreens have been very good from the free throw line tonight. In fact, they've outscored Walsall West 16-7 here in the fourth quarter. There's a miss, but Taylor Hodell gets the offensive rebound, and it's tied up. Katie Seiler got in there as well, but on offensive alternating possession, it goes to the Evergreens. That's a big rebound off the miss there for Taylor Hodell. Yeah, again, Walsall West in the fourth quarter has just not been able to cut into this Evergreens lead. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. 55-39. Inbound pass is tipped. Taylor Hodell picks it up, saves the possession. Nice hustle there for Taylor. Got it over to Hannah Tipple and now over to Haley Kroll. Now to Molly Tice, and Molly Tice is fouled up high. And again, that's a hard foul from Kira Colbeck. Got to wonder, though, are tempers going to flare as some of these fouls? That's the strategy here. They're going to put the Evergreens on the line. Kara Colbeck is called for the foul. But these are not kind of the reach-in fouls. They're just going to be called automatically. First free throw, Molly Tice. Good. And the Evergreens show every sign that they're going to hit their free throws down the stretch. They're up by 17 here. Molly's got one more. And she's got another point. She hits from the free throw line. 57-39. The Evergreens are going to win this game. Hard to see how Walsall West comes back at this point. It'd have to be a colossal collapse. Here's a three from Kira Colbeck, and it's good. Oh, that would be part of the plan. That three briefly keeps the candle lit. And here's a stolen inbound pass and a foul as Kira Colbeck tries for a putback. All right, so maybe they're not quite done yet. Kara Colbeck hit a three, got a steal on the inbound pass, and was fouled by Mackenzie Matthews, who's just picked up her fourth. And Kara Colbeck is going to get two free throws. Misses the first off the back bracket. 2:21 left in the game, and probably 2:21 left in the Warriors' season. It is 57-42. Again, the Evergreens at this point in the game just have to take care of their business. Maybe that would be the message if you're Coach Matt Bullison are going to take a timeout. Do the things. There's another miss. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. And again, Taylor Hodell looks gimpy. Gives it over to Haley Kroll. Yeah, if I was going to talk to my team at this point, I'd say just do the things that you normally do over the course of the season, and you'll come out of here with a win. Ball is now loose on the floor, though, and it's tied up. It goes over to Walsall West. Maybe you want a timeout here to just convey that message with 2:08 to play. Because by all accounts, the Evergreens would have no business losing this game. Unless they somehow beat themselves. Ball goes over to Walsall West, and Kira Colbeck inbounds to Jasmine Sams. Sams, again, elbow extended, drives in, she misses. Taylor Hodell fighting for the rebound. I think they got Taylor over the back here. And we're going to have free throws coming the other way. Yep, Taylor Hodell is going to be called for a loose ball foul. It's only her second. It's going to be a 1-1 here for Anna Brown. Well, now I've got this as a double bonus here. Be two free throws. And there's Katie Seiler who's going to be shooting them. Seiler makes her first. She'll get one more. On a make or a miss, we'll have 1:59 left in the ballgame. Seiler toes the line. You know what? Her foot is on the line. Referee doesn't notice it. Okay, and she made her free throw. It is 57-44. The Evergreens lead is 13. Had been 17 a little while ago. Breaking the front court is Molly Tice. Goes over to Mackenzie Matthews. back to Molly Tice, guarded closely. There's a reach-in foul. They'll put Molly Tice on the free throw line again. All of these are double bonuses. So, I mean, the Warriors are hoping that the Evergreens, you know, miss one or miss both. If you miss one, then you could be trading 2 points at one end for 1 point at the free throw line. Molly Tice has been good from the free throw line so far tonight, 3 of 4. Here's her first free throw. She missed that one off the front rim. She'll get one more coming. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud supporter of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Here's Molly Tice's second free throw. She missed that one, too. Jasmine Sams gets the rebound. A three could cut it to 10 here. Jasmine Sams guarded by Hannah Tipple. Hannah Tipple's going to get called for the foul, as, again, Jasmine Sams lowers that shoulder when she drives. But Hannah Tipple was moving, too, so when no one has the position, when no one's feet are set, the foul's going against the defensive player, and it is going against Hannah Tipple here. Jasmine Sams, a great free throw shooter, is going to get two free throws here. You still get the feeling that time is going to run out on the Walsall West Warriors, although if Jasmine hits them both, it would be an 11-point game. And she's halfway to doing that. Her first is good. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. You know, they sponsor all of our Evergreens games. They're a great sponsor. Country Fresh Meats, when it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Here's Jasmine Sam's second free throw. She takes a lot of time at the free throw line, and she made them both. 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Evergreens facing full court pressure. Goes into Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews breaks it into the front court. Had a 3-on-2. Wisely pulls it back out and gives it over to Haley Kroll. Kroll's a good free throw shooter. Over to Hannah Tipple. They're chasing and trying to foul. 1:30 to play in the game. Evergreens lead by 11, and now the ball goes over to Mackenzie Matthews, and they'll foul her. Mackenzie Matthews will get two free throws. This will be her first trip to the free throw line. And Kira Kolbeck committed the foul. She's called for her fourth. Evergreens missed their last two at the free throw line, so let's see if Mackenzie Matthews can do a little bit better than Molly Tice. Her first is good. Big free throw for Mackenzie Matthews. See if she can get one more. The lead stands at 12 with another free throw in hand for the Evergreens. Mackenzie Matthews got them both. She's got 7. Michaela Poggle comes back in. Again, Michaela Poggle, who is not the better of the two free throw shooters, may be splitting time with Mackenzie Matthews here. Inbounds pass picked up now by Jasmine Sams. Under a minute and a half to play. It's 59-46. Jasmine Sams straight on 3. No good off the back bracket. Long rebound. Jasmine Sams chases down her loose shot. Swings cross-court, stolen by Hannah Tipple. She was trying to set up Kolbeck for a 3 in the backcourt, and Hannah Tipple would have none of it. And now a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. Haley Kroll is fouled there, and it'll be Haley's turn at the free throw line. 1:10 left. 13-point lead, and the Evergreens look to build on it. Jesse Wyskowski committed the foul. Evergreen student section chanting, hey, hey, goodbye, as if they sense the end is near. Haley Kroll's first free throw, good. Only 1:10 left of the game. It's 60-46. Of course, Walsall West is going to play this out to the final possible moment. And Haley Kroll got her second free throw, too. 61-46, back to a 15-point game. Time's the enemy of the Warriors here. Clock's running again, 105. Here's a long three from the baseline, a fling and a miss from Kira Kolbeck. Evergreens get the rebound. In the corner, that was Michaela Poggle. Poggle over to Haley Kroll, and Kroll is fouled hard. At least one of the West players helped her back to her feet. Haley Kroll goes back to the free throw line with 1 minute to play. And Jasmine Sams committed her fourth foul. Again, the Warriors, because they have to conserve time, they don't really get to choose who commits the foul here. And Haley Kroll shoots 2 more. And Haley Kroll's first, that one rims out. So the lead still stands at 15 points. And Jasmine Sams is checking out. In fact, she's leaving the ball game. Is that the end of the season for Jasmine Sams? Maybe the Warriors are indeed conceding defeat here. There's under a minute left on the make here, and it is good from Haley Kroll. to Walsall West inbounds. They trail by 16, and the outcome is no longer in doubt. Bounce pass goes over to Katie Seiler. Seiler goes over to Colbeck. Colbeck is guarded here by Michaela Poggle. Down along the baseline, blocked from behind. Anna Brown, that shot was altered. Evergreens have a breakaway the other way. Michaela Poggle lost the ball in the corner, goes back over to Walsall West. Only 40 seconds left. Warriors have the ball. Raven Heckensdorf. But this one's not going to matter at this point. It's academic. Evergreens are going to win. Kira Colbeck has the ball up high, under a half minute to play. Here's a three from Katie Seiler. Seiler makes it. But there's only 20 seconds left in the game. 62-49, and Walsall West is not going to foul here. It's in Haley Kroll's hands. 15 seconds. Pass to Taylor Hodell down low. And Taylor Hodell all alone scores with 10 seconds left. That's the exclamation point on this game. Final horn will sound, and the Evergreens play on. Ball was knocked out of bounds with 1 second left, so the Evergreens will do the cursory inbound pass and then celebrate their victory tonight, 64-39. The D.C. Everest Evergreens play on. The Walsall West Warriors see their season close out with a 64-39 defeat at the hands of these Evergreens. Well, the Warriors wanted to play the Evergreens in the first round. Pick your poison. And this time that strategy did not work. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They will play again tomorrow. Our broadcast time will be 6:45 here on Fox Sports Radio with a 7 o'clock tip. What we don't know is tomorrow's opponent. Most likely Chippewa Falls at Chi-High. Or should there have been an upset, we'll be right back here at the Evergreens Fieldhouse as we would see the Evergreens take on Eau Claire North. Again, our final score, D.C. Everest defeats Walsall West 64-49. We'll be back to look at our leading scorers, and maybe we'll have a moment with Coach Matt Bullis and some of his players back after a four-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
You've been injured. You hired the big city law firm who has sent you unsolicited letters. Before you do, ask yourself these questions. Am I going to be able to meet with them whenever I want to? Am I going to get personal service or be just another number? Big city law firm doesn't mean better representation. It means inconvenience for you. Call us, Telesti and Kennedy Law Firm. We're experienced in truck, auto, and motorcycle accidents. Lawyers you know and trust.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well hit. This one carrying well. It is gone.
It seems like yesterday or October 30th since we've heard that sweet sound.
Home run! A three-run shot!
But guess what? It's coming soon.
America's pastime
from the Diamonds at Spring Training.
Spring training at this point is preparation.
To your favorite teams.
That ball disappears. A home run.
We've got you covered.
We are Buckmore.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We're just moments ago. The Evergreens defeated the Walsall West Warriors 64-49. It is not easy to beat a rival three times in the same season, but the Evergreens did it. In fact, this one was the most sound defeat that they were able to give to Walsall West this year, having won earlier in the season by 6 and by 3. Tonight, the margin is 15 points, as the Evergreens win a very tough opening round matchup and advance to play tomorrow night. Let's take a look at the leading scorers. We will start for the Walsall West Warriors. Jasmine Sams finishes her season with 18 points, but she was held to only 7 in the second half and did not score from the floor in the fourth quarter. Jasmine Sams had the ball in her hands a lot, but really did not convert a lot of those opportunities down the stretch. She still finishes high score among all teams with 18 points. Kira Kolbeck had 12 for Walsall West, 3 from the floor, and 3 of 4 from the free throw line. 9 points for Katie Seiler. Seiler had a 3 late in the ball game that for a moment kept Walsall West fading hopes alive. Seiler finishes with 9 overall. 5 points for Raven Heckensdorf, 3 for Anna Brown, and 2 for Lauren Conley for Walsall West, total of 49 points. The D.C. Everest Evergreens still got 15 points from Taylor Hodell. Hodell had only 2 in the first half, and they both came from the free throw line. But the Valley Conference Player of the Year is going to get hers. Taylor Hodell managed 4 more from the floor and a perfect 7 of 7 from the free throw line for 15 points. Caitlin Schmall had 8. Haley Kroll had 13 points, 9 for Molly Tice. 7 apiece for Mackenzie Matthews and for Michaela Poggle, and 3 for Hannah Tipple. Some of our victorious D.C. Everest Evergreen girls are making their way up to the broadcast booth, and we are going to talk to them after a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone and Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone and Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
The fastest 2 hours in motorsports. Speed Sport on Fox with Rob D'Amico.
We're talking to Artie Ronnie's Insider's Report. It's Rob D'Amico, Speed Sport on Fox Sports Radio. Talking a little F1 this morning.
You know, we all know Jacques Villeneuve won the Indy 500 in 1995,
sure.
Won the kart title the same year, went over to F1, was a Formula One world champion in 1997, and some would say he was a victim of sorts of this debacle that was the Honda racing team, BAR. Here we are all these years later, 15 years after his Indy success, he is going back to race at the Indy 500 this year. Hey, maybe he's got some unfinished business with Montoya, wants to race him head-to-head. Who knows? And hopefully he's still back up at the front. It's a long time out of an open wheel car.
Speed Sport with Rob D'Amico.
Sunday mornings at 6 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Post-game coverage as the Everest girls have won their opening round playoff game over Walsall West, 64-49. Let's spend a moment with a couple of our victorious Evergreen players. Michaela Poggle is here. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
This must have been great to get back on the floor. It's unusual to have like a week and a half off. Mm-hmm. Was the team looking forward to finally getting back to it? You don't get that kind of break the entire season.
Yeah, we were really pumped to come to this game. We've been preparing for it all week, and it's just good to come out here and end with a win for all our hard work.
If you could have set it up, would you have rather had a game in the middle or just was the practice? I would think this late in the season, enough practice, let's play some more.
Well, I mean, the practice was nice for a little break, but I mean, I wouldn't have minded if the game was earlier or later, it doesn't matter.
You guys have seen a lot of teams in the sectional. You know how hard it is. There are just no easy games for you guys.
Yeah, this sectional is really tough, and we're going to have to work hard at every game. We can't ever let down.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The team, I thought, was much different tonight. That down the stretch, it seemed like a lot of the points were coming from inside, a lot of points were coming from Taylor Hodel, and then tonight the game is different. The scoring came from all over, and outside actually opened up more of those inside opportunities late in the game.
Yeah, our team's really well-rounded, and everyone can do anything, and if they're going to try to just guard Taylor, then other people will step up.
Congratulations.
Thanks
for joining us. Molly Tice, senior on this team. First of all, congratulations on being honorable mention all-conference in your senior year. What's it mean to have a nice run in the playoffs and to be conference champion after spending so much time in the program?
It's nice. I mean, we really worked hard, and I'm really proud of the team, and I just think that we need to keep working hard and keep going and keeping the run going.
How much of a motivating factor was it that Walsall West kind of picked you guys as their first-round opponent? I know that Coach had talked about that a lot during the week.
Just being Big Fourth and then them Big Fourth to win the conference and then them again putting us under the bus, it kind of turned on us. So it kind of gave us this little fire to get back at them and kind of prove them that we're the top of the conference.
So that's kind of been a rallying cry all during the season, being a team that had lower expectations and then surprising everyone?
Yeah, I mean, we all came out, we all knew that we had it on our belt, and I think throughout the season, that's just been our fire, and that's what's like keeping us going.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad that your senior season gets to go on a little more. We'll see you again tomorrow night. We're still trying to find out who tomorrow night's opponent is. Most likely it's in Chippewa Falls. We'll have the game here on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks a lot for joining us post-game. And we're going to welcome in D.C. Everest coach Matt Bullis. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I had speculated during the game if the team late in the season was too inside-dependent, too dependent on Taylor Hodel, because in some of those games down the stretch, Taylor would have 25, 28, 26 points, and not a lot from everyone else. And tonight, exactly the opposite, and I think you're a much tougher team to play when the scoring is coming from all over like it was tonight.
Yeah, I just told him in the locker room, I looked up at the scoreboard one time, and we had like one kid with 9, one kid with 8, another kid with 10. And, you know, I mean, if we play like that with balanced scoring, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that nobody can beat us, but we're going to be an awful tough out if we get that kind of balanced scoring.
Right, it looked like even though you didn't get the points inside, you were running a lot of effective offense, a lot of those picks and leading to points. The big difference in this game to me was you didn't have a hole to dig out of. We talked about that in the pregame show. Walsall West got a faster start on you in the two regular season games. you got the jump on them. They never really recovered from that.
We really got off to a good start. I mean, shots were falling, and, you know, we didn't defend real well early. I told them at the one timeout, or at the end of the first quarter, I said, you know, we've got 19, and West has 4. Jasmine has 8, okay?
Yep.
So if we can stop her, you know, I knew we were going to be fine. I mean, they have a nice team, but, you know, I think top to bottom, you know, we've proved 3 times that we're better.
I think something else that's got to be very satisfying about this win is the way you closed out down the stretch. Your lead was growing late in the game. You were hitting your free throws, by and large, to close out the game. When Walsall West needed a run, you just wouldn't leave the door open for them.
Yeah, I thought, you know, there was a stretch there. We were up, I think, 16, 17, and they went on a little 5-0 run. And
they got the three, and then they got the turnover, right?
And turned it over. And so, you know, I was a little concerned at that point. You know, our student section was yelling, warm up the bus and season's over. And I thought, oh, hold on, there's like 3.5 minutes to go, boys. So, you know, really, really proud of the kids. You know, I think that this was one of our best games of the year.
Even though you look at the section and you know how tough it is, this still looks like a pretty loose team. I mean, look at them out there now. They're celebrating even though they know that tomorrow night's going to be another tough one. It's the kind of makeup of a team, particularly a junior-based team, that I think gives the team even more upside as they go through the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked about that all year in our interviews. They're loose. They always are. And, you know, that's probably a good thing. Like I told you, they've loosened me up a little bit and made me smile at times when I'm a little too tense. And, you know, they're just a great group of kids, and, you know, I love them to death.
I've wondered that a little about this team because so many players are coming back next year. But for sometimes, a senior year is not the same as a junior year. There's college, and there's the sense of I'm doing all this for the last time. Sometimes seniors play tighter, and maybe for this team, this could be the year. So there's no reason to sell your team short for this run instead of thinking, well, you know, we could be back next year just as good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there could be something of that. You know, we only have one in Molly, and Molly's a pretty loose kid. She's got her, you know, school stuff taken care of. And, yeah, you know, I thought coming into this year that maybe we were a year away from making a deep run. But like I said, we play like we did tonight, and somebody beats us, then they deserve it because we played pretty darn well.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice to play again tomorrow knowing that you're coming into that game, and which may be a tougher road environment, knowing that you may have fired a really good shot the night before, that the team is really playing at a high level. Congratulations on a very solid win tonight.
All right, I appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
Everest coach Matt Bullis after a 64-49 win. Again, Taylor Hodell, only 2 points in the first half, still leads the Evergreens with 15 points overall. Haley Kroll, who was hot in the first half with 10, finishes with 13 to be second high scorer for the D.C. Everest Evergreens. That's going to do it tonight. The Evergreens continue their postseason run tomorrow at 6:45. Tip-off will be at 7, and we will have the game here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. From the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, Evergreen 64, Walsall West 49. Good night, everybody. I'm Chris Conley on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbell Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.